Finally today, we hear about a battle for identity in Haiti. Voodoo is a huge part of Haitian culture. The Afro-Caribbean faith has been around even before Haitians rebelled against slavery and founded the world's first free black republic. But some say voodoo in Haiti is under attack, not just by foreigners, but by other Haitians as well. Reporter Susana Ferreira has a story of one Haitian who's fighting back.
It's a drizzly evening in Port-au-Prince, but the rain stops just as Errol Josue raises his voice to sing. Josue is a dancer, a recording artist, a voodoo priest, and an expert on voodoo culture and history. Last year, he took on a very different role, a government job as head of Haiti's National Ethnology Office. They beat me in the name of Jesus, Josue sings. They burn me in the name of Jesus. The lyrics of this old voodoo song date back to slavery days, but their warning rings true today for some voodoo practitioners or voodooisants who feel under attack. The joke here goes that Haiti is 70% Catholic, 30% Protestant, and 100% voodoo. But for Josue, this is no joking matter. He's on a mission to get Haitians to realize that they need to embrace their voodoo heritage, whether they agree or not. Ground zero for this tension is Bois Caïman, a site in northern Haiti. A late-night meeting here in 1791 set in motion what would become one of history's most successful slave revolts. It's essentially where the country of Haiti was born, as a union of different tribes, faiths, and languages.
It was the moment the slaves said, "We've become Creoles today. We're no longer African. We won't fight to return to Africa, but for this land."
But Bois Caïman these days is a mess. On a visit with a team of ethnologists, Josue found a handful of historical sites unmarked and decaying. This is supposed to be a heritage site, but buildings have gone up illegally, including Protestant churches. Josue is not happy.
Voodoo has never been a religion of conquest. We don't raise awareness to convert people to voodoo, but to educate them about the importance of the national identity, the importance of respecting the sites, of respecting the patrimony. The churches and houses that were built on the Bois Caïman site is, personally, a kind of sacrilege, but it's also an attack on the state.
This attack, as Josue puts it, comes mainly from the evangelical movement. Unofficial estimates suggest about half of Haitians are Protestant these days, a rise fueled in large part by American-funded evangelical missions, churches, and schools.
The evangelical movement desires to reduce voodoo entirely. If they could, they would have a Christian revival and totally transform the country to a Christian-majority country.
Elizabeth McAllister is a Haiti scholar at Wesleyan University and a longtime friend of Errol Josue. She says there's no question that foreign religious influence is affecting Haitians' attitudes about voodoo. But, she says, even many Haitians feel the voodoo religion and culture is something they would rather leave in the past.
Among educated and other people who see voodoo as always having been denigrated, always having been insulted, as the discourses on voodoo are either that it's an illegal practice or it's a practice of superstition done by the ignorant. And meanwhile, so much of the culture is infused with the principles of the form, and so much of the art, the beautiful art that's celebrated throughout the world, is enriched by references to voodoo and philosophies about voodoo. So it creates a tension, I think, almost psychologically, or in terms of how does one represent the culture and how does one come to terms with being someone from this culture, which is so saturated with this religion.
Voodoo's influence is felt just about everywhere in Haiti, from the country's music and art to the latest locally designed fashions and accessories on display in uptown boutiques. As head of the Haitian Ethnology Office, Errol Josue has demonstrated and lobbied to create the first national holiday to honor voodoo. Like it or not, he says, voodoo is soaked deep into Haiti's local and international brand as an aesthetic, a philosophy, and a way of life.
You can be what you want, but stay a Haitian. Stay a proud Haitian.
For the world, I'm Susana Ferreira, Bois Caïman, Haiti.
I love you.
We leave you with a track from Errol Josue's album Reglement from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow.